Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, my wonderful audience. Welcome back to our unique program, Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims, actually with anybody. Never had the chance to enjoy God's presence and God's forgiveness and God's salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. We read in the gospel, according to Jesus' disciple Luke, that God sent the angel Gabriel to a virgin named Mary. The angel told her, "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be called the Son of the Most High." Mary asked the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." For no word from God will ever fail. Some of my Muslim friends tell me, "How can this be? You know, this is impossible." We share with our Muslim friends that we know that there is nothing is impossible with God. Actually, interestingly, Jesus' miraculous conception is taught in the Quran. The Quran states that God sent his spirit, Ruhana, to Mary. You can read that in Surah 19, verses 16 to 22. Most of the Muslims, when they translated that verse, they translate the word Ruhana, which is spirit, they mistranslated to our angel. However, the Quran states God's spirit spoke to Mary, you can say through an angel, that's how the Quran put it, saying, "I am only the messenger of your Lord to give you the news of a pure son." Other translation mention faultless son, which means without sin. The Quran continued to state that Mary replied, "How can I have a boy while no man touched me? And I have not been unchaste." The angel said, "Thus it will be. Your Lord says, it is easy for me. And we will make him a sign to the people," to all people, another translation, "and a mercy from us. And it is a matter already decreed." So she conceived him. Share with your Muslim friend that by the action of the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin Mary, the divine nature was united with the human nature which Jesus received from the Virgin Mary. God himself descended and was incarnated. The Holy Spirit purified the Virgin's womb. The flesh formed in her body was the only begotten Son. Begotten Son of God means that he came from God, that he has the same nature as God. Of course, it is important to mention clearly that we, Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, and believe in what God revealed to us in the gospel, believe that God is one being, eternally existing as Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Because God is His Spirit, infinite and eternal, His being is beyond our imagination. Don't try to figure out everything about God, because you can't. My friend, it is significant that not only did Jesus call himself the Son of God, but John the Baptist and God the Father also testified to this eternal truth. John the Baptist declared, "I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God." You can read that in the Gospel according to Jesus' disciple John, chapter 1, verse 34. John the Baptist is called in the Quran Prophet Yahya. We also read in the Bible the testimony of God the Father. When John the Baptist was baptizing Jesus, as soon as Jesus was baptized, Jesus went up, came up out of the water. At that moment, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and sitting on him. A voice from heaven said, "This is my dearly loved Son who brings me great joy." My friend, this is what the gospel declared clearly to us. Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stand condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son." It is a fact, my friend, that all of us are sinners. We all have sinful nature that makes us sinners. And the consequences of our sin is death, eternal separation from God's presence. There is nothing we can do to make us deserve to go to heaven. So God, because of his passionate love towards each one of us, provided a way for us to go to heaven when our lives on earth end. And it could end very soon. See how quickly every year passes? God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to be born on earth through the Virgin Mary, through the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ lived a perfect life, lived without committing one single sin. Even the Quran mentioned that clearly. And his death on the cross is the perfect sacrifice for our sin. He died in our place, my friend. God sent Jesus to provide the only way for you and me to be forgiven of our sins. When we repent of our sins and believe that Jesus is our only Savior. My friend, Jesus said, "Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son." We are mortally wounded by the sin that exists within us, which is manifested through our selfish actions. Can't you see? Our selfish thoughts and attitudes and the wrong words we say. Many times, all people, including you and me, are by nature condemned. We are convicted of a capital crime because of our sins. We deserve the sentence of death. This sentence was executed on Jesus Christ. There is only one way for you and me to be delivered from the condition of being condemned, is repenting of your sins and trusting, believing that Jesus paid the penalty for all your sins. Repenting means simply decide from your heart not to live far from God, not to live against God's will, violating your conscience and disobeying God. My friend, there is more to come, so please stay with me.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is 1, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and 2, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives God has been using the messages he inspires Sammy to share to equip his Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which he guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, gladnewsministry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at gladnewsministry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
Welcome back, my precious audience. God willing, we will finish the topic of Jesus is the Son of God. Of course, in eternal spiritual sense, not a son came through a physical relationship like we discussed before, but a son came from God through the Holy Spirit, through the Virgin Mary. Now, I want to mention to you that we also read in the Bible the testimony of God the Father. When John the Baptist, who is called the Prophet Yahya in Islam, John the Baptist was baptizing Jesus, we read in the Gospel, as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and sitting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Of course, Jesus is the Son of God means that he came from God. He has the same nature as God, in case if you missed our programs before. Now, also, we know from the Gospel that the Holy Spirit inspired the writing of the Apostle John. Apostle John was one of Jesus' disciples and an eyewitness to Jesus' life, death, resurrection, and ascension. So we read in the Gospel, in 1 John chapter 5, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. Okay? That's what we read in the Gospel. If we receive the witness of men, like usually happens in any court and in many situations, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God. The passage in the Gospel continue, which he has testified of his Son. He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. As I mentioned before, the most important thing for you is to focus on the words of God recorded in the Gospel. And the words I just read to you means when you believe in God's testimony about Jesus, which I mentioned to you in Matthew chapter 3, I mentioned to you that as soon as Jesus was baptized, a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." So God the Father clearly declared that Jesus is his Son. Now, when you receive the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son, he who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. You read that again in 1 John in the Gospel, chapter 5, verses 9 and 10. Okay, those words mean when you believe in God's testimony about Jesus, God will put the truth in your heart. You will know the truth in your inner being. You will have within you an actual verification of God's own faithful words. The passage continues in 1 John chapter 5, He who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his son. And this is the testimony. You're paying attention? That God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his son. He who has the son has life. He who does not have the son of God does not have life. 1 John chapter 5, verses 10 to 12. My friend, the gospel is very clear. Very, very clear. Jesus said, he who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command what I should say and what I should speak. My friend, when you believe in Jesus, you are believing in God. When you put your faith in Jesus, you are putting your faith in God. When you are hearing Jesus' words, you are hearing God's words. God, the King of Kings, sent his Son, Jesus, to all people. Imagine if this is happening in real life. The King sent his Son, the Prince, to all people. The Son looks like his Father, carries the seal of the kingdom, delivers the words of the King, and accomplishes the will of the King. If anyone rejects the Son, he automatically rejects the King who sent him. My friend, we know that our sins separate us from God, and we must pay the consequences of our sins. Thank God for his love. God paid our sins debt when he gave his son Jesus to pay the penalty for all the sins and wrong things we did. God upheld the holiness of his own law, because the law of God is the wages, the consequences of sin is death. My friend, God is the judge, the jury, and the executioner. God promised in the gospel that he will acquit any sinner who repent and put his faith in Jesus Christ as his Savior. God preserved and maintained the justice of his own law. In the same time, God provided a just way to forgive our sins because of who Jesus is. The Arabic translation of God is greater is Allah Akbar. This is just an Arabic translation of God is greater, Allah Akbar. And I want you to know that God alone is greater than our sin. He solved the problems of our sins. God alone is victorious over our sin. Even though the consequences of sin is death, is horrible, God alone nailed the death warrant against us to the cross. Hallelujah. God alone conquered Satan, because Satan used our sin against us to separate us from God now and forever. But hallelujah, praise God. In the gospel, in Colossians chapter 2, we read this wonderful news. By the way, this is the best news you can ever hear in your life. We read that Jesus on the cross canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. Hallelujah! God is greater. Jesus disarmed, we read in the gospel, the evil powers and authorities. He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Read Colossians chapter 2. God, through Jesus, is victorious over death. God promised you in the gospel that if you repented, really repented, told God, I want to live according to your will. I am sorry for my sins. And if you believed in Jesus' death on your behalf and in Jesus' resurrection, Jesus' spirit will come to live within you and you will experience God's forgiveness for all your sins within your heart and soul. God will give you the assurance that you will enjoy his presence now and forever. My friend, pray this prayer after me. If God spoke to you today and you mean it from your heart, God, thank you for your love. Thank you, God, that you provided a solution for my sin problem. God, today I believe in Jesus. He paid the penalty for my sins. I believe in your love. I receive your mercy and your grace through receiving Jesus. God, thank you for loving me that much. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, contact me. Would love to congratulate you. Send you a free book. Rest of my audience, remember, we are one family, one team. God brought us together. Let's join our efforts and our prayers to help the people that we meet, including Muslims, enjoy God's love and salvation. If I can be of any help to you, or if your church needs a speaker to equip your fellowship to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, please contact me.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book, because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true, and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.